This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're kicking off hour number two of the Saturday edition. We're live. It's Ian here with me.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So this boondoggle going on in Indianapolis, this library situation, $50 million over budget, all kinds of construction mishaps and gaffes, I mean holes. They've got holes in apparently the structure of the underground parking garage.
Just big holes in the foundation.
There's an entire chapter on this Indy Star article about all of the flaws in the project. And this is what happens when you put government in charge of any sort of a building project.
Well, in all fairness, there are lots of government buildings out there. I would say that the vast, vast majority of them came in over budget, but they don't all have holes in the foundations.
Well, maybe not everyone's looking as closely at them either, necessarily. And this was a big project. Of course, the bigger it is, the more difficult it is for them to get anything done.
The bigger it is, the more difficult it is to get anything done.
Like Big Dig in Boston.
Politicians, they have their rule-making system by itself is flawed. So, you know, if you want a committee to screw something up, then, you know, if you want something screwed up, put a committee in charge.
Yeah.
If you want something done, one guy with the power to do it.
That'll get it done.
Yeah.
So what they did was they did put a committee in charge. The volunteer board, so not even people that were
not
receiving
even elected
money from this, elected or anything.
Man, if you want...
The volunteer board took on the role of...
Sounds like the Homeowners Association or the Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah. We're doing it for the community.
People that are volunteering to be on a committee.
So
yuck.
They took on the role of approving each construction contract with over 60 contractors. So they approved each of these deals themselves. The committee did, relying on a complex network of consultants and contractors to provide oversight and accountability. Construction experts say that system of management can make it tougher to control costs and to fix blame when things go wrong, especially on a project such as a library expansion, which had significant turnover and was handled by library personnel with little experience overseeing major construction. So you put a bunch of book nooks in charge of a construction project.
Sure.
Great move.
Yep, good idea.
Why the board chose that option isn't clear, but it sounded nice. I bet that's why. It sounds like a nice idea. Let's all make decisions.
It does sound like a good idea.
But one motivating factor appears to have been the desire to control the award of lucrative contracts.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always that. If you happen to be on the volunteer library board and your son-in-law runs a construction company, you're going to want to send some money his way.
The board wanted an extraordinarily high percentage of contracts to go to minority firms, up to 32%, more than double the city's usual hiring goal. Edward Siznaka, the former head of the library system, said certain board members also viewed library projects as work opportunities for business friends. What's clear is that library officials missed signs of problems that mounted quickly after construction started. And it's like you pointed out last hour, Mark, politics at all levels, whether it be federal, state, or your local library board, is about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies at all of our cost. We're the ones that pay for it. And that's a problem. The library, by the way, is now scheduled to reopen in late 2007. No matter how great the modernization may turn out to be, the Central Library's legacy will include chapters that many wish could be rewritten. Quote, I think we put together the plan. The plan just completely failed, says one of the former library board members. I'm frustrated this project has crippled and hurt the city in ways other than money. Well, boo-hoo. You know, again, if we were to just turn libraries over to the market, then if there really was a demand for them, I'm presuming that there is, somebody would fill that demand. People would step up to provide this service. It may be something you might have to pay a yearly fee for, but then you could take out all the books that you wanted to, like a Netflix for books, essentially.
It could be.
Yeah.
If people want that, something is going to show up.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. And that way, those of us who don't want a library, who don't mind buying a book occasionally, who aren't really into that sort of thing, don't have to pay for it. Because I don't want to pay for it. It's not my thing. And why should I have to pay for something that someone else is taking advantage of? That's called communism, essentially. It's a communal sort of an aspect. And it doesn't belong, at least here in the America I'd like to live in. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave, thanks for being so patient. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Well, I've got living proof for you here that private libraries do and can exist because the Free Staters just started one.
Really?
Hmm.
In Amherst, although I don't know that much about it, and I don't think it's very far off the ground, but, you know, it's sort of a cross between a library and a reading room. People are donating their books, and
cool.
Other people go and read the books, check them out. So
do you have to pay to check out the books?
I was thinking no, but I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, even if you did have to pay, it'd probably be very reasonable, don't you think? And can't imagine it'd be a lot of money, especially if the books were donated. It doesn't sound like a lot of overhead, but great. There you go. Great point, Dave. It's already being done. Sure, it may not start huge, but it started.
Yeah. I got a buddy I just talked to today. He donated 100 books to it.
That's fantastic. So, what's on your mind, sir?
Actually, I was calling to tell you the second half of a story I started telling you last week about my raid on University of New Hampshire Police Department.
The University of New Hampshire Police Department.
Correct.
How much law enforcement power does the University of New Hampshire Police Department have?
Believe it or not, it has a riot unit.
What?
Whoa. A riot unit, which was deployed to break up a party that wasn't anywhere near the University of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, it's 15 miles away. That's a decent distance.
Any chance that they were outside of their jurisdiction?
I don't know. I don't know what all the rules are, but I just know I didn't like my money being used that way. In this case, this party has generated a lot of attention because it wasn't, you know, they weren't really out of control. They weren't hurting anybody. They weren't, you know, the noise complaints were probably bogus.
But, Dave, there were people with lingerie on there. We've got to put a stop to this.
Yes, the cops were complaining about the fact that the women were wearing lingerie. Well, it's a party. Women sometimes wear lingerie at parties.
Oh, please. I can't believe the cops were complaining about that. Are you kidding? That's a perk.
They didn't seem to like that, and they also had a problem with the fact that the party had been advertised.
Mm.
So anyway, this is mostly an Epping Police Department thing, and I already told you about my experience with Epping Police Department, where I went in there and protested at their offices.
But right, you have such an interesting technique, and I think it's really powerful. Just to recap what you did before, you went to at the Epping Police Department, which was the PD that was in charge of this raid on the party, and you just stand in their reception area, holding a sign, and you just stand there and you wait until they react and they speak to you, and you don't actually answer their questions. You may nod or shake your head, but that's the extent to which you actually interact with them. You did write down a few things on a sheet of paper after they threatened you with arrest, but I love how you don't actually talk to the cops, because this is a technique that the cops are trained to use. Anybody in sales actually knows about it. When you want to sell somebody on something, you ask them a question and shut up, right? And then
Correct.
You wait for the potential client to answer.
He who talks first loses.
Right, and the cops know this. I mean, they're trained. It's part of intimidation. They're trained to sit in front of you if they're interrogating you. They're trained to ask a question, sit, and wait for you to break, wait for you to crack. But here you are turning the tables on them. You're using their techniques against them. And you're just sort of standing there as they ask you questions, and then they just start to talk about what they're thinking. And so you saw some of that in action at the University of New Hampshire, didn't you?
Right, yeah. I did that first at Epping, and then I went to the University of New Hampshire in Durham to do the same thing. And I went into their offices, and they ignored me for about 15 minutes. Eventually I went around back and looked for other people to aim the sign at. But basically the whole thing at the University Police, nothing really much happened. So I went in, you know, there's high traffic areas of students and stuff like that, you know, walking around. So I just aimed the sign at them, and then got, you know, students talking to me. Anyway, after
I did
that...
Would you talk to the students?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of the students.
Okay, just making sure.
I just told them I wasn't talking to the police that day.
Got it.
And anyway, after a while, the police came and found me out there at my little spot, you know, showing my sign to the students, and they asked me if I had a permit. So I handed him the little thing that I had written up that said I had the right to remain silent and that I had a grievance against them for busting up that party. And
I want to get the rest of your story. There's more to your story. You had a couple of different interactions with cops there on the campus. Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's just a fascinating technique that I've never heard of being used before, really. I mean, there was Lauren Canario when she was arrested. She didn't talk to the cops, but that was after she was arrested. In this case, he's not being arrested. He's just protesting. Very interesting technique. More on the way. We'll explore it. Free Talk Live. You take control of the airways. 800-259-9231.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football. We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up virtually anything. It is a Saturday edition, by the way, and we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. Over 800 pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in, and if you see something that you don't like or you want to change, you can change it. But then again, so can everyone else. So you can explore it. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else on our website. Again, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And speaking of the Free State, we still have Dave on the line from New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Well, so you were beginning to tell us a story about your protest. You went down to the University of New Hampshire to protest a raid on a party. Now, this isn't because you were part of the party and you got caught up in the raid. It's why? Why did you go down there in the first place?
Well, I read about it in the paper, and so I knew it was already getting media attention. And I feel like if possible, it's usually best to support locals in their fights with the government rather than start our own, when practical. And so I've just been experimenting with that, and also experimenting with some techniques that the Free Stater, Lauren Canario, had pioneered when she refused to speak to police when they arrested her.
Lauren, who also happens to be a member of the Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, at shrine.freetalklive.com, and she's an amplifier. So you went down to the University of New Hampshire, went into the police department, and did what you've been doing. You've been experimenting with other police departments. You held a sign in the lobby are very quiet. And apparently there wasn't much action there. They weren't too interested in you. So you went outside and held a sign to where the students on the campus could see you, interacted with a few of them. And then what happened?
Well, then a police officer eventually came up to me and asked me if I had a permit. And I showed him my little piece of paper that said I have the right to remain silent and I have a grievance against, you know, UNH for raiding this party, you know, has a copy of the Fourth Amendment on it. And so he just said, okay, well, you got to have a permit to protest. And this is not a permit. And, you just got to have a permit. So I just stood there, and he said, so, well, I guess the office is closed now. There's no permits there. But next time, you got to have a permit. and actually, you know, yeah, you have to have a permit this time, too. And I just kept standing there. So by this time, all the students are starting to kind of slow down and look and do a double take because there's this officer on a motorcycle facing this protester with a sign, and they're both just standing there.
Right.
And pretty soon, he just stopped talking, just like I did. And so we just stood there like two pawns on a chessboard for five minutes, saying nothing and just looking at each other.
5 minutes. That's a long time when you're just standing there saying nothing.
That's a long, long time.
Yeah.
Finally, I put my hand up over my forehead because the sun was so bright, and he goes, you need a pair of sunglasses. And then we both laughed, and he just left me alone. He just drove off.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need a permit, though, Dave. That's amazing that he stood there, told you you needed a permit, and waited for you to say something. You said nothing, and he just left.
It would have been more work for him. He would have had to fill out a lot of paperwork if
he
were a dummy.
To arrest him or something, sure.
So why do that with for a guy?
You know, I wasn't trying to do civil disobedience. He didn't ask me to leave. He just said I have to have a permit.
If he would have asked you to leave, you would have left.
I would have very slowly left.
Yeah. So is that the last interaction with a police officer you had on the campus?
It was the last one, but before that, I did have a few of them that walked up to me, you know, while I was protesting, and just asked me questions, what are you doing, and everything. Mm. If I could get to them, I'd hand them something. When they were driving past in cars, and they were just asking me questions through their window, and I couldn't get to them, I had mercy on them, and I yelled back the answer of what I was doing.
Mm.
Another interesting thing. A gal walked up to me, and she said, and she had heard of NHFree.com.
Excellent.
So that was kind of cool.
Very cool. Huh? Well, Dave, keep us informed. Good luck with your next one. I'm sure you're going to be doing this again because it seems to be a real success for you so far. And as time goes on, you'll refine it, you'll tweak it. And, I mean, what's going to happen next? It's just an amazing situation up there, and we're looking forward to joining you soon. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. So, George Bush, the Constitution. The two don't really get along too well. According to Capitol Hill Blue, the often illegal and unconstitutional administration of President George W. Bush is not giving up on its program to use the National Security Agency to spy on Americans. The administration Friday asked a federal judge to delay enforcing her order for a halt to the NSA's warrantless communications surveillance program. The Justice Department argued that ending the intelligence-gathering program threatens the gravest of harms to the government and to the American public.
Well,
and
sure. If, you know, it's free to bluster. It doesn't cost you anything to bluster. So they might as well bluster.
And it leaves the country more vulnerable to terrorist attack.
I don't know. I mean, it really, all this wiretapping is going to manage to stop the terrorists? I mean, at this point, the terrorists know that their phone lines are being tapped. If they can watch the news, they know it.
Right.
So all they're doing at this point is listening in on Americans' conversations abroad.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's a great point. I mean, if you're a terrorist and you're plotting something, you're probably smart enough to either do it in code or not do it at all over the phone.
Right.
So, anyway, they're fighting it. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley of George Washington University says the government's argument is a crock and says the court's decision, if upheld on appeal, could provide grounds for impeachment of the president. Quote, the ruling is a bad situation that just got worse for the White House. These crimes could constitute impeachable offenses. He says the ruling has serious implications for Bush and that the president has violated federal law at least 30 times. The White House, of course, disagrees and trots out the overused...
Well, what's impeachable and what will be impeached is two entirely different things.
It trots out the overused national security argument to try to offset the seriousness of the judge's ruling. Quote, we respectfully submit that this court should not override the national security judgment of the president and the nation's senior intelligence officers regarding the harm that would result from the program suspension, the government lawyers argued. We respectfully submit you shouldn't override this. You shouldn't do this, Miss Judge. U.S. District Judge Anna Diggs Taylor ruled last month in Detroit that the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance program is unconstitutional and ordered that it be halted. So I don't think they've really halted it yet. They're appealing. They're trying to continue.
Duh, it's unconstitutional. Right. I mean, it's not even close to the Constitution. The Founding Fathers, Madison wrote this. I wonder, you know, the Fourth Amendment here, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. I don't imagine that he thought that the government should be able to listen in on people's conversations. Now, I'll grant you, Madison.
Well, terrorists aren't people, so they don't count.
You know, I guess they are people. I mean, they're not citizens in most cases. I guess Timothy McVeigh would qualify as a terrorist, and he certainly was a citizen.
By the way, coming up, you've got some statistics, Mark.
How come Timothy McVeigh should get all kinds of constitutional protections, whereas, I don't know, one of the Arab guys, Jose Padilla, who's been locked up for going on five years now without
years,
a trial,
without
being charged with anything?
Right.
Why does he not get...
I think he's been charged at this point, and he's going to trial next year. But that's only because a judge ordered that he finally be tried and charged. 800-259-9231. So the Bush administration continues to violate the Constitution and make excuses for it. And some people are paying attention. In fact, Mark, you've got some statistics that have something to say about this. On the way, 800-259-9231. Plus, you can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff to do there. And, in fact, there's always something new going on with Free Talk Live, so if you want to be the first to find out what is new with Free Talk Live, then get on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Or, in fact, there's a little email entry box right there on the front page of freetalklive.com to make it even easier for you. But then again, there's updates.freetalklive.com. So multiple ways to get on the updates list, and we'll keep you clued in about what's going on with the show. So you're talking about the Bush administration and Capitol Hill Blue reporting that they're continuing the fight. Judge Anna Diggs Taylor in Detroit ruled that the NSA's warrantless surveillance program is unconstitutional and ordered that it be halted.
Well, duh.
So they immediately took it and appealed it. According to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, they're going to go all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Here's what I don't understand, though. This wiretapping case is really about, it's not about what we can, what they can do and what they can't do. It's about what paperwork they have to fill out in order to do what they can or can't, you know, what they can do already. This is simply not wishing to report to the FISA courts.
Which is really outrageous on its own.
Right. I don't know about the rest of America, but the idea of secret courts making secret decisions on secret defendants carried out by
Soviet
secret agents scares the crap out of me.
Doesn't that sound like communist Russia?
But we've been doing that for the last 40 years.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
Thereabouts. Now, all the Bush administration wants to do is not involve the secret courts
right.
in their secret decisions. He just wants to be able to, put the secret agents out to do his own bidding.
Exactly so, right.
That's really what it's about. And
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's an amazing expansion of power. He's lost a great deal of political capital on this one stupid thing. This
you
is
think?
Stupid.
It's I don't know.
Dumb.
There are plenty of people that agree with it. There's a lot of people out there that think this is a good idea.
There are a lot.
I don't have anything to hide. Should I care?
May I read my article?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got something right here from Steve Beenan at the Carpetbagger. It's carpetbaggerreport.com.
Yeah.
Rasmussen reports conducted a national tracking poll of 15,000 voters this month. So it's
that's a lot.
15,000 is a lot of people, and these are all registered voters.
Okay.
Yes. In this, the latest round of polling, they found fewer and fewer people wanted to identify themselves as Republican.
Really?
The number of Americans calling themselves Republicans has fallen to its lowest level in more than 2.5 years.
Well, that's not a big deal. 2.5 years, whatever.
Listen to the number. From earlier this year, it has dropped 3%, and it's down from a high in October 2004 of 37.2%. So it's down 31.9, almost.
It's 31.9% now?
Correct.
Okay. So about 32% of respondents to this poll, 15,000 people, are identifying themselves, they are voters, as Republicans.
Right.
Got it.
And it's down 5.3% from its high in October 2004.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's a pretty significant
number.
It's a pretty significant drop. It's more than 10%.
Wait, I thought it was down 5.2%.
It's more than a 10% drop.
Oh, okay.
It's almost an 18% drop.
I gotcha.
Anyway, let me go on. That's a big drop of people who want to identify.
And it's a big poll too. So it's really, I mean, the more people they poll, the better. And that's a lot. I mean, usually they only do 1,000 people.
This is an election year. Now, it doesn't matter a great deal to the Libertarian Party whether it's election year or not, because the likelihood of them winning is unfortunately not very good. But they may. But it's very important to the Democrats and the Republicans and seats in the House and the Senate. The number of Democrats has grown slightly. It's up, over a percentage point, 1.2%. And those who claim to be unaffiliated have increased this month. It's the highest recorded amount of people who've claimed to be unaffiliated since January of 2004. You know, the basics of this article are essentially there are more Democrats than there were 2 years ago. There are fewer Republicans, is essentially it. Americans are sick of this spying crap. They're sick of this stuff.
And it almost
sick of this war.
Yeah, well, it almost sounds like, I mean, from the numbers, Democrats barely nudging up. I mean, what,
1%? It doesn't 1%? Matter, though. But I mean, it
hold
only
on,
needs
let
to
me
be
make
a little
my point. It almost sounds like people are figuring out, and I'm just reading into this, obviously, but it almost sounds like people are figuring out that Democrats aren't the answer either, right? Because if Republicans have dropped 5% and Democrats only increased 1%, I mean, there's some people there that have just dropped off from just being Republicans. Now they're considering themselves independents or middle of the roads or whatever. So the Democrats aren't really making political hay out of this. They're not benefiting to the extent that they could. I'm not saying they should. I think it's great that the American people might finally be waking up to the idea that maybe the Republicans and Democrats aren't so different after all.
They seem very similar to me. You know, the Republicans, I feel, are going to give the American people are going to give the Republicans less time to be the big Washington party than they would the Democrats, because Republicans talk about smaller governments.
Right.
Lower taxes.
We elect.
That's what they talk about, at least when they're not in power.
When they're running for office, that's their drill,
but,
and that's why they get the votes, because that's what Americans want. When you do a poll that asks Americans, do you think government should be bigger than it is today, the same size, or smaller? Overwhelmingly, I mean, it is just tremendous. The super majority of Americans want less government.
Yeah.
And so no wonder Republicans continue to get votes. They're giving them the message that they want to hear, but they're not actually acting on it. They're not doing squat to make government smaller. And people aren't, I don't think people are as stupid as the politicians seem to believe that they are. I understand, yes, they've continued to vote for them year after year, but I think that's because they're ignorant of the other options that are out there. I think that if Americans were honestly given a third choice, or a fourth choice, or a fifth choice, I think that then they would all of a sudden, the synapses would start firing, the connections in their brains would start going off, new connections being made. I think that at that point they'd wake up and realize, oh my gosh, there are people out there that think as I do, like so many people do when they come across this show. Oh my goodness, I'm not the only one that actually wants less government. I'm not the only one that believes in personal responsibility, liberty, and freedom.
So many people have not even heard the term libertarian.
No,
they don't even know what it means.
And those that have heard it don't know what it is.
Right.
Or they have a very vague idea.
It sounds to them like liberals. or something like that.
Right.
And I would say that liberals and libertarians are, if they're not 180 degrees in the opposite direction, they're at least 90 degrees in the opposite direction.
I'd say that we're 90 degrees in the opposite direction from Republicans as well. I think that we have some
conservatives. No, there are many, many, many people who are in the Republican Party. I am a registered Republican. I am a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Uh-huh.
That are libertarians. They just don't know what the term means.
And I think there's plenty of people that are on the other side in the Democratic Party that are libertarian-minded, and they don't know it either.
Fewer.
You don't know anything. You're speculating, Mark.
At least the Republicans talk about smaller government, so they're going to attract people that want to see smaller government.
But also, the Democrats talk about helping people, and so they attract people that want to help people. They don't understand, of course, that the policies that they pass actually help the rich and hurt the poor, hurt the people they intend to help. So
I'm sorry, but if you want to help people, but you think that the way to help people is by growing the government, you're not a libertarian.
You're somebody that wants to help people, and if it can be explained to you that force is not an appropriate way to help people, you can easily change into a libertarian.
I'm not saying that you're not, but they're not libertarians.
But those people you're talking about aren't libertarians either, because they want to enforce their theology on people. They want to enforce their moral system on people.
No, that's not who I'm talking about.
Well, there's plenty of Republicans.
There's plenty of people in the Republican Party. That is not most of the Republicans. Most of the Republicans are not crazy religious zealots.
The ones
that
want to
jam their religion down people's throats.
Catherine Harris in Florida was talking to just the other day about how religious she is and how she can't imagine America without a religion and that she wants to bring more religion into government. I mean, the people that run for office, whether the rank and file are that way, I don't know, because I haven't met most of them. But the ones that run absolutely are.
Some are, some aren't.
All right, then. So I wasn't even a Democrat. I just hate it when you come on the air and you start talking like libertarians are some sort of wing of the Republican Party, and it's just not the case. I wasn't ever a Democrat, but I'll come to their defense. The Libertarian Party gets people signing up, and this isn't a Libertarian Party promo show either. I got my issues with them, too. But the Libertarian movement attracts about as many people from three different locations, from non-voters, from Republicans, and from Democrats. There's no one a group that's more popular or more libertarian-esque than others. More on the way.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We do ask that you help support the show, though, by shopping with us. Anybody who's been online has been to Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer. Well, we've got a sweet little deal with those guys. Nice agreement going on to where if you enter Amazon through our website via amazon.freetalklive.com, then we'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. It's very simple. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, do your shopping as normal, and when you check out, feel good because a percentage of the sale is going to the show. Now, the prices aren't jacked up to make give them a little extra margin so they can send it to our direction. It's the same great Amazon prices, which are awesome, plus same great shipping deals as well, free Super Saver shipping on so many items if you order more than $25. And there's so many categories. Their brand new grocery store is open. Let's see, there's books, there's DVDs, there's really high-end electronics. I mean, they've got it all.
Pretty much anything that you could buy at Walmart, you can buy at Amazon.
Yep, you absolutely can.
And if you spend, $20, $25, they'll send it to your house for free.
Yeah, most of the stuff. There's some things that are excluded. But anyway, go to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop with us. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, I didn't want to just leave it hanging where we were in the last segment. We kind of got heated about, Republicans and Democrats and how many of them are really natural libertarians. And I think that the reason I jump down your throat on that whenever you bring it up is because I think that by doing so, you're alienating people out there that might be listening to this show who consider themselves Democrats. And if they're of the partisan nature in that they hate everything that's Republican, and there's people on both sides that are that way, then if you make it sound like Republicans are and libertarians are two peas in a pod, then they may just automatically discount everything that we say. And I don't think that's fair when the truth is the libertarian movement, not just the party, but the movement, the libertarian movement attracts people from all political spectrums, people who've come to the realization that both the Republicans and the Democrats are not what they are cracked up to be. The Democrats aren't helping the people that they claim to be helping, and the Republicans aren't making government smaller. Both of them are liars. Both of them are feeding the American people a line of BS. And I want everybody to know that when you finally get sick and tired and fed up of the two-party system, there are other alternatives out there. That's
and
all.
I want Republicans to know that there are ways to find out if the Republicans that happen to be running in their that they're voting for, the running in their districts, whether they're actually interested in small government.
Well, here's a way to find out. You can go to the Center for Small Government, centerforsmallgovernment.com, and have them sign the small government pledge.
There's a pledge with with that group.
If a candidate won't sign the small government pledge, which essentially says, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it essentially says that I will not vote to increase the size of government, increase budgets, or anything like that. I will do my best to make government smaller. I will never vote to make government larger. And if you won't sign that agreement, I'm not going to vote for you. I don't care what the RLC says. You're going to promote the RLC,
every
the Republican
time.
Liberty Caucus, which is a group that rates existing people, and I guess they do endorse some candidates that are running as well.
Right, they have a difference between rating and endorsing.
But these, the RLC just sort of rates them on their opinions on the issues. They don't actually ask them to sign any sort of an agreement or anything
they
like that.
They rate them on their votes,
so I think
history of voting.
I think it's weak.
You think
not the ones that are running for office.
Look, a promise that somebody makes into the future is stronger than someone's past performance?
I'm talking about people running for office for the first time.
Well, there you go. There's people that are running for office. Our biggest problem is that 97% of the time that an incumbent runs, he wins.
Yeah, I understand that. That is a problem. And that's, again, a problem that the Republicans and Democrats have created. They've colluded together to make it more difficult for people to run opposing them in elections. Whether they be libertarians or not, whether they just be other Republicans or Democrats, they've made it more difficult for them because the incumbents have access to, I forget what the perk is called, there's a name for this, but the people who are incumbents get to use the mail system, USPS, the post office, for free.
For free, yeah. That makes it real difficult on somebody who's trying to run against them
yeah.
to
if you've ever done a direct mail campaign, if you've ever done a direct mail campaign, you know how freaking expensive it is.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, once you've gotten the printing done, then you actually have to buy the postage on top of that, and you are looking at a lot of money, and it's for negligible results. I mean, how many times, really, when you go to your mailbox and you open it up, and it's campaign season, and there's, oh my God, there's five different campaign brochures.
Here's this politician lying about this crap,
right.
And here's that politician lying
spinning
about that crap.
Spinning this, lying there.
And
who
then,
reads it?
And they're both talking trash about the other one.
Right. Who reads it? Do you read it?
If it's a postcard, I'll generally look at it.
Postcard. So a postcard's more effective than a big, snazzy color brochure?
Yeah, if it has to open or anything like that, it's unlikely that I will look at it.
1-800-259-9231. You dial in, join the show, bring up whatever's on your mind. From the TimesLeader.com, in Wilkes Bar, is it Bar? Wilkes Bar? A man who claims he was brutally beaten by two plainclothes sheriff's deputies during an arrest Friday afternoon says he wants charges brought against them for using excessive force. Clint Robert Donovan said he was walking with a friend to the A-plus store at Cary Avenue and wherever when an unmarked sheriff's car pulled up. And two men in plain clothes got out and started running at him.
Oh,
when one of the men pulled out a gun, Donovan ran. He says, quote...
Now, hold on. These are plain clothes police in an unmarked car?
That's correct.
And they were running at him?
That's right.
And
then pulled out a gun as they were running.
And they're upset that the guy ran away from two guys that got out of a car and pulled out a gun and started running at him?
Well, as Mr. Donovan put it, quote, when someone in South Wilkes Bar runs at you and pulls out a gun, you run. I didn't know they were sheriff's deputies until I was on the ground and they were punching me and kicking me. Donovan, 34, says he didn't fight back. Luzerne County Sheriff Barry Stankus said he's aware his men are being accused of using excessive force against Donovan, but believes it was his deputies who were assaulted and injured.
Stankus, well, that's always the best way to go, is if somebody accuses you of something, accuse them back.
Right, well, and there's a possibility. I mean, if there was no one else around, then it's their word against his, but there were other people around. Stankus, the sheriff, also raised the possibility that Donovan might have tried to disarm one of the deputies. However, at least eight people... Not just his buddy, because he was there with his buddy, right?
Right.
But there's some other people around, eight of them at least, told a Times Leader reporter they saw sheriff's deputies pound on the face and body of Mr. Donovan at about 2 p.m. after a brief foot chase. They say he was covered in blood and wasn't fighting back.
Good Lord.
Emergency crews were called to the scene to clean up the blood. Donovan said that once he was handcuffed, he was driven around the corner to a parking lot from where the deputies called an ambulance, which then took him to the hospital. In a phone interview, he said he had a split lip, severe cuts, bruises and bruises on his face, and several of his teeth had been knocked out. That's serious, man.
Man, had his teeth knocked out.
Authorities wouldn't discuss the severity of Donovan's injuries. Quote, they used unnecessary force, the cowards, said Tom Caffrey, who said he saw the assault from the window of a home on that street, which faces the area. Quote, I don't care if it's Lee Harvey Oswald. That's undue force. It's totally inappropriate what they did. He said that prior to the alleged assault, the two sheriff's deputies chased Donovan and knocked him down. Quote, the guy was lying on his back. He was helpless. One guy was stomping on him. He might have broken his ribs. Caffrey noted that a friend of his called 911, and apparently Donovan was handcuffed after the alleged beating. He said that despite the use of handcuffs, he wasn't sure if the two alleged aggressors were even officers. These guys are in plain clothes. Anyone can buy handcuffs.
It's amazing. I mean, were these guys brand new in the undercover arena? Did they imagine that people always knew that they were cops?
Yeah.
I mean, were these guys originally, you know, Adam 12? They drove around in the black and white and wore the regular outfit, and then suddenly,
right,
this day, they happen to be put in a plane, in plain clothes and in an unmarked car? How could they possibly expect this guy to know?
Josh Kowiski, a 16-year-old who witnessed the beating, said he saw cops chase down Donovan in the street. He said they slammed him to the ground and began kicking his head and stomping his face.
God.
He says the guy didn't assault the cops at all. Workers at a pizza place said it wasn't fair. The one guy already had him down on the ground, and there was no reason for the other guy to kick him. It was pretty bad. Donovan said if bystanders hadn't intervened, the two deputies would have gone on beating me. They kept telling people to get out of there, and they'd have them arrested, too.
Here's where the bystanders messed up. It's because so many cell phones now have video on them.
Yeah.
You should get the video, because it's going to be cameras that stop this kind of abuse of power amongst the police. If, you know, the police that do abuse their power, it's going to be cameras that stop them, not, you know, and not anything else. A newspaper is just not going to do it. Because I could be sitting there on my, you know, on the other end of the radio saying, well, you know, it was probably a crappy neighborhood, but, you know, full of brown people. And
they all hate the cops.
All the brown people hate the cops. And they'll lie. They'll say anything. Yeah, they kicked him. Of course those white guys kicked that black guy. Whatever.
We don't even know if he's black.
No, we don't.
It doesn't mention that.
It doesn't say that at all, but the newspaper wouldn't. And newspapers try very hard not to say those
kind
of things.
You think? I think that seems to me they like going that direction. Anyway, by the way, what were they after this guy for, right?
It's an excellent question.
It was a warrant, apparently, they were serving on charges of theft, receiving stolen property, trespassing, and driving with a suspended license. This guy isn't even violent. They beat the crap out of this dude over a theft charge. He said deputies that serve warrants are usually dressed in plain clothes so they don't alert people to the warrant that they're serving. More's on the way. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a